Welcome in to another episode of the Nothing Catch Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Dewey, a.k.a. Pangwangle. My goodness, this was a good week. Holy moly, guacamole. So we had a new record. We had some shakeups on the power rankings. We had some crazy close games, two that came down to the wire and were fun to watch. We got a lot to get into because this is the last week before the playoffs begin. So we got to talk about that. We got to talk about what all the scenarios are, look in depth on the crucial games. We're not going to look in depth on everybody else's. Sorry, guys, because I could probably do a whole episode on these crucial games. We'll go over the power rankings as well, and we'll kind of wrap it up, and we'll try to get this all taken care of in, 30 minutes or less, because, we got to go over my picks. Let's just say this week was a rough week for my picks. My goodness, it was real bad. So I went 1-5 this last week. My picks were Pangwangle, Kirk's right Achilles, Vladinator, gotta love it, Big Booty Judy, and Alopecia Assassins. And the only one I got right this week was Alopecia Assassins. That was a lot of L's for me this week. So that was crazy. So let's just go ahead and I'll just list off real quick my next picks for this next week, week 13, and then we'll go into all the details a little bit later. And maybe I'll change them after I go into depth. But I currently have Pangwangle to win, Kirk's right Achilles, Chase on the Case, God Love It, Big Booty Judy, and Swifties. Because we have a number of teams on bye this week too, which is such a crazy thing to have people on bye this week and people on bye the first week of the playoffs. That's what's crazy to me. I have people on bye the first week of the playoffs, so I'm worried about my playoff abilities solely for that reason. So, looking at it, let's see here. How do we want to start? Oh, man. Let's go over the games real quick for week 12. We'll talk about the ones that were not quite as much fun, and then we'll get into the details of the other ones. So Kirk's right Achilles lost to Team Jake Fitzy by about a little over 40 points. It was kind of a slaughter there, which is great for Team Jake Fitzy. Team Jake Fitzy is a sneaky team that has been getting better and better and better. People got to watch out for him. Looking at his team, it is sneaky good. Another one was, as Jake put it, the two people seeing the suck off or suck harder or something like that. I was like, what did you say? The game of suckage, I guess, was Tuicide versus Vladinator. Tuicide Squad won with 80 points. And what's crazy is all these teams, these high scoring games that we had, the people who won probably could have won two over on Jake, and almost three over on Vlad if they had played him. That's craziness. Two people who'd already tossed in the towel for this year. Chase on the Case, took out God Love It. That was actually a little bit closer than expected, 18 points, but still pretty handily. And then the last one that was not really that close of a game was Alopecia Assassins 140 versus 97. And I think Team Anoop has already tossed in the towel as well. So I don't think that's really going anywhere. The story of the game here is you can score 144.1 points. Or excuse me, you can score 143.24 points and not make the top three scoring. That's how crazy it was. We had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams, half the league this week, scored over 140 points. Half the league. The other half, I don't even know if you could get 140 if you add them all together. I know you couldn't for the Tuicide Squad and Vladinator game. That one you could add them together and you would have not gotten 140. The first game, Sunday night game, that was so crazy. Well, I'll do that one last. That was because that one was the craziest of crazies. Tonight, Monday Night Football came down to the wire with the Chicago Bears and the Minnesota Vikings with Big Booty Jody going up against Swifties. This is the potential championship game, kind of preview of what could be. And man, it was close for pretty much the entire game. Big Booty Judy had the game in the bag. all the way up until about 2.5 minutes left in the game, in which DJ Moore got a few more catches and pushed him over to be for the win of 148-88 to 143-24. So it's a pretty 5-point cushion. It was close. It was way closer for the entire weekend, all up until this point. So that one was crazy and fun to watch, and kind of we were all chatting in the league chat about it. That one was fun. But the craziest game, and as Jake says, the game of the year, which I actually would agree, this was by far the game of the year, mainly because of what happened after the game ended, really added to the drama of everything. So the game was myself, Pang Wangle, versus Coop de Goff, Matt Zacharias. And I got to say, Matt Zacharias has been fighting and just playing his tail off in this league, and I have to give it to him. He won, but my goodness, he has been fighting, and he's like, if I could give a trophy out, you know, for somebody who didn't win the league this year, but showed what level of energy and fight I want to see in all the other people in the league, Matt is it. He's had a rough season. His total points for, like, that he's been scoring has actually been kind of low, but he just keeps getting either injuries that are kind of going against him, or just the random matchups and whatnot. But whenever he gets, like, cornered or about to, like, take on somebody who's supposed to beat him, he just comes out and finds a way to win. And I admire it. Continually trading, continually fighting. So wanted to just give mass props to Matt for what he's done this season and winning this weekend. So it came down to the wire, to literally the wire, and to the point where the very last play of the Chargers game, they threw it to Keenan Allen, and Keenan Allen didn't catch it. And if he did catch it, the game would be over. Here's the thing. I've got a lot of things of ways I should have won this game that are real life situations. So first off, if I call this the Andy Reid game, because Andy Reid didn't challenge the Isaiah Pacheco touchdown run that he caught and then ran in, because that would have given me 6 points for Patrick Mahomes. But instead, he just ran it in later, and I did not get those points. So with that, like, Andy Reid alone screwed me over from this win. But even outside of that, I didn't deserve to win it, because I had pretty much anybody on my bench. If I had played anyone on my bench in place of someone else up there, I would have won, because the game came down to 144.12 to 144.46, a 0.34 difference, 0.34 points. If there was one more catch, even if it was behind the line of scrimmage, one by 2 yards, and he got tackled, I still would have tied or won with Keenan Allen. So, like, that right there, it was the ridiculously close. If Keenan Allen hadn't fumbled, I would have won. You know, there's so many things that could have, should have, and whatnot. But you know what? Jay or Matt literally fought to the bitter end and deserves the win that he got. So I'm not trying to take anything away from him by any means. But yeah, I could have put Rice in instead of McLaurin. That would have been an extra 13 points. If I put, you know, Marquise Brown in instead of Tommy, sort of Lauren, that would have been an extra 4 points. You know, if I put Denver's defense in instead of the KC's defense, that would have been an extra 16 points. So there's a lot of things that I could have done differently. But still, great, great game. Absolutely crazy. So what happened at the end of the game, though, and we still have no idea what happened. I bet there was somebody in Sleeper who lost in one of their leagues by like point something, and they were tweaking numbers back there, because the game literally ended and we're all like saying, oh, congrats, Matt. Oh, that's such a bummer. That's so close. And then I go back and refresh it, and it says that I won. So at first I was losing. I lost by 0.7 or 0.8 points. I refreshed it, and all of a sudden, I won by 0.4 points. And I'm like, whoa, what's going on? Because we've been all saying congratulations to Matt. I now won. Does anybody else see this? And everybody's like, whoa, what's going on? Nobody else understood what was happening. And then in the time that we're all freaking out, like, what in the world is going on? it flipped back, but instead of losing by 0.8 again, now I only lost by 0.3. So there's some weird stat correction thing in that game that was happening like live, and it was affecting our game significantly because it would have, it determined who won the game. So yeah, just an absolute crazy, crazy time that we were having in this last of the game. But congrats to Matt winning that game. Super duper awesome. So, all right. So what does that mean moving forward? So with that being said, let's bring up my little cheat sheet here. I put all the points for, I changed all the records to reflect, you know, everybody's win-loss this week with the week 12 projections and total points to see where people are going to be stacking up. We'll know, well, you'll know in around midnight or so before this comes out. If you're listening to it beforehand, you'll be able to see where you stack up. The top six teams right now at the end of this week is number one, Swifties, number two, Big Booty Judy, number three, Kirk's Right Achilles, number four, Alopecia Assassins, team, one, two, three, four, five is Team Jake Fitzy, team six is Chase on the Case, and seven is Pang Wangle. Now, with that being said, everybody that I just mentioned is still viable to making the playoffs. There's only a few people who have locked it in. Swifties and Big Booty Judy have like mathematically locked it in. So they are in the playoffs. Kirk's Right Achilles, I think has mathematically locked it in. Not by the record wise, but by pretty much everything, like the points for. The thing is he would pretty much have to put up like a zero, and everybody else would have to score like another 140 to even make it, so he wouldn't. So I don't foresee him putting up a zero this week. So with that being said, I'm going to say Kirk has locked it in, but I'll kind of explain this a little bit later as we go through what this next week means in more detail. Then you have Alopecia Assassins, Team Jake Fitzy, and Chase on the Case all at 7-5. And they'll have about 1,300 and change for points. Then there's me, who's 6-6, so one game behind, but my points for are 1,400. So I have more points than anybody else up there. So I just need to tie whatever the record is of those people, and I will jump in. So that's the thing, is I have the points for advantage based upon how that's going. I don't have the record advantage. So if I literally get in, it will have to be a win and in kind of a thing for me this week. There might be no, I have to win or else I'm not getting in because of my record. There's literally no other way in. So with that being said, the following teams have been mathematically eliminated officially. Team Anoop and Vladinator have been eliminated for about 2 weeks now. But officially, Gotta Love It, Two Side Squad, and Coup de Goff are eliminated from this season's championship game. So pour one out for all those guys. Congratulations. There'll be one more person joining your rankings after next week. So let's look into the next week's games and talk about what this whole thing means. So there's really only two games that matter a whole lot this week. And I'll put a little caveat, like there is one other game that does kind of matter, but again, unless he puts up 0 points, it doesn't really matter. So Doug or Kirk's Right Achilles, he's 7-5 technically. And so if he just puts out the bare minimum kind of a thing and just kind of skirts by and takes a loss this week, it's not going to be a big deal. He'll still make it in. He's going up against Suicide Squad, who, you know, if he can pull off the win, that would be a kind of bragging rights to stick it to Doug. What it could do, though, for Doug is it could affect his placement of the playoffs. Because, again, we have divisions. So let me go over here, see if I can find it by divisions. Okay, yeah. So divisions, this is where it's kind of annoying, is you have Team Jake Fitzy, Chase on the Case, and Kirk's Right Achilles, who are all 7-5, all in the same division. So I don't think, yeah, it's not going to matter. Yeah, he's still got the first round bye. Even if The only way is the only thing that that Jake can do is if Jake beats Kirk, Kirk's right Achilles, and Chase in the Case wins, or Jake Fitzy wins, they would take the number one seed. So that's the only thing. That's the only thing that, that Jake can do for playing spoiler. He can take away he can take away his number one spot. So yeah, there is still something for Jake to play for this week. To really stick it to Doug. Some people were saying, you know, backtracking a little bit, they're like, oh, that's really a bummer that Matt's mathematically eliminated, so he won for nothing. And I've never played that way. Anytime you can play spoiler and just stick it to somebody above you, like, it is worth it. That is what fantasy football is all about. So, yeah, I power to Matt, because Matt's little stick right here by 0.3 points very well could be me not making the playoffs if I can't make it happen next week, you know? So he's playing spoiler. Everybody's playing spoiler when you get a chance like this. So that's the stuff that I love about this end of the season playing and playoffs and all that fun stuff. So, and for the record, I don't have any ill will to anybody who sticks it to somebody else. Like I said, Matt just stuck it to me, and I love that stuff. I think it's so fun. And if I ever get a chance to stick it to somebody else, I would too, because that's just the way the game is. So that's the one game that doesn't really have, in my opinion, any major playoff implications except for the first seed. So Jake, go get him, knock him out. That would be awesome. Okay, so then the games that are going to matter in terms of this last few spots, there is a total of one place available for these four people. One spot available. First off, you have Chase on the Case versus Team Jake Fitzy. So again, if Jake beats Doug, then they are playing for the first round bye right now. So Dion and Team Jake Fitzy, I'm not sure who Team Jake Fitzy is, what your first name is. Sorry if you listen to it. If you listen to the podcast. But yeah, you two are the ones that are going to potentially play for first round bye if Jake can beat Doug. If not, winner goes in, the loser has a chance to fall out. For how it affects the other people, Dion has the least amount of points of the two. So Dion has the least amount of points of the 7 and 5 teams. So if Team Jake Fitzy wins and I win, Chase on the Case is out, provided, you know, they don't have any major scoring situations that would toss anybody else out. I'm going to do something real quick and I'll edit it here together. So if you hear this part and then all of a sudden it's like going back in the podcast, it's because I cut out a big section. But what I'm going to be doing here is I actually think I'm going to do the math real quick to see how many points Team Jake Fitzy is ahead of Chase on the Case and how much Chase is ahead of Alopecia is ahead of Team Jake Fitzy, and how ahead Team Jake Fitzy is above Chase. So let me do some math and I'll get right back to you guys. So I did the math. Alopecia Assassins is pretty close to locked in as well. He should feel pretty comfortable if he loses to me this week that he'll still make it in the playoffs, because he is currently 62.37 points higher than Team Jake Fitzy. So if Team Jake Fitzy and Alopecia Assassins have the same record, Alopecia's still got the point advantage, you know, provided Team Jake Fitzy doesn't put up another 150 and then Alopecia only puts up a 70. If that's the case, then he will drop and be the one out. So it's looking, I would give like Kirk's right Achilles, I'd give like a 99% chance make it in. Alopecia Assassins, I would give a 80% making it in. Team Jake Fitzy and Chase on the Case, they're a difference of 10.5 points. That is very scary if I was between the two of them. So whoever wins it is getting in, and hopefully you win. Whoever wins is in, kind of a thing between the two of you guys, because you're both are so close on the points that if I win at all, whoever it is is getting bumped out. So, I would put Team Jake Fitzy, Chase on the Case, and Pangwangle all in the 30% kind of a category. I would actually probably give Team Jake and Chase on the Case maybe a slight bump to it, maybe more like a 50-50% chance, and then me at like 30%. Because, yeah, I have to go up against Alopecia Assassins, which would be rough. Yeah. And what's crazy is we probably all play each other again next week or the following week for the playoffs. So it's gonna be kind of a rough ride there. So let's first look into this Chase on the Case versus Team Jake Fitzy Week 13 game. See what we're looking at here, because like I said, people are going on bye. How's that gonna work out? The team that I'm more scared of between the two of them is actually Team Jake Fitzy. He has the stronger team. So if I'm rooting for a team to lose, it's going to be Team Jake Fitzy because I don't want to face them in the playoffs. But let's look here. So Chase on the Case, he's got Matthew Stafford. He's not on bye. Najee Harris still back in. Jonathan Taylor. Amon-Ra St. Brown. Smith Njigba. Sam Laporta. Jamar Chase. Elijah Moore. So... yeah, I mean, he's pretty straightforward. He has nobody on bye. He has a lot of people still out, though. So he has D-A-Chain on bye. And hold on. Oh, there we go. Had some sound going on in the background. He's got A-Chain, who's still out, Lazard, who's out, and Goddard, who's out. So I don't really see him getting any stronger necessarily. He's targeting his return, though, versus the first week of the Dallas Goddard's targeting his first return for the first week of the playoffs. So we'll see. It's against San Francisco, though. They could probably use him. Looking at the other side, though, Team Jake Fitzy, he's got Keenan Allen, his main QB, on bye. Does he have a QB on his bench? He does not. Oh, no. Oh, no. What QBs are available right now on the waiver wire? You got Geno Smith, the Gardner Minshew, Derek Carr, Bryce Young. Oh man, nobody on there screams like they're gonna be a good play. Who's Sanford's? Who's Geno playing next week? Playing Dallas. Oh no, thank you. No, thank you. Gardner Minshew. Who's Gardner Minshew playing? Tennessee. That's the play right there. That's who you want, Gardner Minshew. But he has not scored. He scored 28 points once, and outside of that, he's never scored over 15 points this year. So that's a risky play. Risky, risky play. Last time he played Tennessee, he only got 6.3 points, though, because he has played them before. And that the other one was at home in Indy. So I don't know. I don't know, man. Regardless, you got, oh man, that's rough Team Jake Fitzy, rough. Okay, going back to it, let's look at your let's look at the rest of your game here. See if you have anybody else besides, we just hit your quarterback and we were in pain for you. Oh, your tight end is on bye too, TJ Hockenson. Okay, anybody else on bye? Your kicker, but that's an easy fix. Okay, so do you have a tight end available? Running back, wide receiver, tight end. You do. You have T. Higbee, which is the Rams. So you got somebody you could toss in there. And he's actually been doing pretty good. So you might be okay there on that one as a filler. But oh man. That's rough. That's rough. That could be all determined based upon the buys for that game. So wow. All right, so that's it. I do predict Chase on the Case, I think. Who I set up here? Going up to my picks. Yep, I said Chase on the Case. So I'm still holding true to this Chase on the Case. We'll see if it pans out. There's a chance it doesn't, but that's who I predict on that one. Okay, so looking at the next one, Alopecia Assassins versus Pangwangle. Myself, who do I have? Do I have anybody on bye? I have a tight end on bye. He has a tight end on bye. I do not have a tight end available, so I'll have to get a tight end. Does he have a tight end available? He does not have a tight end available, so we're going to be both competing. I currently have a higher waiver wire, it looks like. He also has his running back. He has Cook out. Do you have another running back available on your bench? Chandler. Okay, that's it. Who's your other running back? Walker, who's out. So you're down two running backs. So you're going to need to pick up one, maybe two. Oh, no, wait. Chandler's on bye. So you need to be, jeez, but you're going to be either dropping people or taking the loss. That's going to be interesting how you play this, because you don't necessarily want to drop a bunch of people and bolster other people's teams. But because I mean, the truth is you're almost all but a lock to win. You just need to put enough of a team out there to not lose 60 points on the next person or 70 points to the next person. So total, you just can't be 70 points behind Chase on the Case or Team Jake Fitzy at the end of the day next week. So, I mean, you might, I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do. Nobody's going to, well, I won't hold it against you if you choose not to put up a big of a fight. However, if you put up a fight, you know, you could knock me out of the playoffs, which I'm not going to lie, I think I have a pretty strong team all around. So might be worth trying to put the knockout blow on me. I don't know. But looking at his team again, he has Kenneth Walker, who's out. Walker oblique, didn't practice Monday. Of course, that was 4 hours ago, so he didn't. After suffering a strained oblique week 11 at the Rams, Walker was listed as a non-participant in all three week 12 injury reports, and made him inactive last Thursday, loss to the 49ers. He's opening week 13 prep in a similar spot, but Coach Carroll did note Friday that the team is hopeful Walker is able to play Thursday in Dallas. Even if he doesn't get much on the field work this week per Brady Henderson. So there's a chance. There's a chance, but it could be an injury waiting to happen. I mean, but all the truth is I'd probably roll with it. If he was available, he's in. Like, you don't have enough running backs to counter that if you don't have, yeah, if you don't have anybody. Yeah, his kicker, your kicker's out as well. Looks like your kicker's out, your tight end is out, and one running back is out. And your whole team on below is on bye. So it's not like you're able to really swap anything out. So I would imagine, you know, actually, Team Jake Fitzy, something to keep an eye on. And actually, as well, over here on the flip side, Alopecia, Elijah, I would advise not dropping Purdy. Like, don't drop Purdy if you can. Because that puts a decent quarterback out there, unless you want him to beat Chase on the Case. And if that's the case, then yeah, go ahead and drop Purdy. But yeah, I mean, you can't drop Addison. Well, you might be able to. Oh, Addison's been doing terrible. Yeah, you could probably drop Addison if you wanted to. You could probably drop Chandler if you wanted to. Chandler's been okay. It was terrible today, but he's been okay. Outside of that, you don't really want to drop anybody. So, and you don't really want to drop Cole Kmet, who's on bye, and you don't really want to drop, well, you can drop out your kicker. You can swap out a kicker for a kicker. That's not easy. That's easy to do. So it's going to be hard for Elijah, but I wouldn't put it past him still being able to beat me. It's fantasy football is a crazy, crazy, crazy world. So that's kind of how the playoffs break down. Those are the two games you want to be paying attention to and trying to figure out and watching this weekend. The rest of them, not so much. Also, watch Jake versus Doug to see how that goes. Oh, I wanted to see, does the Swifties one, I think Swifties, what's the points for and against? Okay, so Swifties has more points than Big Booty Judy by 60. So I would say, yeah, Swifties is pretty much locked in the number one seed for Division Two, provided they put up just enough points to beat out. You're just looking to beat out total points versus Big Booty Judy. That's your goal. But looking at Big Booty Judy's team, he's got a ton of people on bye this week. So I don't think Big Booty Judy's going to be pushing forward on anything right there. Which is an interesting thought, because if he loses. Okay, so let's play this game. Let's play this scenario. If Big Booty Judy loses, that puts him at 8-5. That means who else is in Division Two? Do we have any seven in? Oh, you lucky bastard! You lucky, lucky bastard! Alopecia Assassins. If so, here's the thing. Here's the thing you're fighting for, Elijah. If you're 7-5, if you can beat out, what's your total points for though? Hold on, Alopecia Assassins. Okay, you're like you're off by quite a bit. You're trailing Kirk by almost 100 points. So never mind. I was thinking maybe you might be able to bump. Oh, not Kirk. I'm looking at Big Booty Judy. I'm sorry. You could bump Big Booty Judy further down the rankings if you won. But we're still all behind Swifties, so we're all playing each other anyway. It's going to be Big Booty Judy, Pangwangle, Alopecia, you know, all of us kind of beating up on each other anyway. So for the first round or first round bye for Division Two is already locked up by Swifties, so nothing happening there. But Kirk, if Kirk loses again due to his points ahead of everybody else, I don't really see him or, you know, Jake Fitzy's the closest one, but not even close. So, yeah, I think Kirk and Swifties have the first round buys pretty much locked up. So no worries on that one. Oh man, so looking at the playoffs right now, obviously it's going to shift and change because I'm not going to be in anymore. I didn't realize this tab existed. This tab is pretty cool. If it ended right now, I would either myself or Elijah would go and play Swifties if we won that week, that following week. And then the winner of Big Booty Judy and Dion would, or Chase on the Case, would take on Doug or Kirk's Right Achilles. So that's kind of how it breaks down currently for the game. For anybody who cares, down in the consolation bracket, it looks like Vladdy Daddy and Matt Zacharias get the first round buys. Maybe it's reverse. So whoever is the worst teams down here get the first round buys, it appears. That's interesting view. So anyways, so that's kind of the breakdown of that. Let's get into, we're running a little long on time here. Let's get into the power rankings.
I'm the best you ever seen, Pat. I'm the best there is. Even if you beat me, I'm still the best.
All right, power rankings this week. There are some people who moved up and down. There are people who are going to be very upset with me, but that's okay. What else is there to do when the last week of the playoffs is coming on? Just to poke it at a few people. So first off, Vladnator, we're bringing you down two spots. You won that one week, and we were like, hey, we're going to give you a bump, but you lost, so we brought you back down. So Vladnator at the very bottom. Followed down two spots, followed by Tuicide Squad, who's up one spot from last week for the win. Team Anoop is up one spot because we brought Vladinator down two. Next, we got Gotta Love It at 9, down 3. Big drop. I was expecting more from Gotta Love It this year, but they just had to fall from grace, man. Slowly falling, and look at them now. They're at 9. Number 8... left them at the same spot as last week, Chase on the Case. I don't feel like they're as strong of a team. It's going to bite me in the butt, though. I guarantee they're probably going to win this whole thing because I keep saying this. But yeah, Chase on the Case, I have at number 8. And yeah, number 7, Team Coop de Goff. Brought you up 2 for that win. That was a phenomenal win. Worth the fight. Good job, Matt. Love it. Number 6. Kirk's Right Achilles, down 4. Yes, Doug, I brought you all the way down to number 6. All the way down. Why, you ask? Because I wanted to. No, because you were doing so good, and I feel like you've been really struggling near the end here. You had such a lead on everybody, and now you're like right in the middle of the pack. Like, I'm not sure what's going on with your team, but yeah, we're bringing you down just a little bit. Also, whenever I bring you down, you usually go all ham the next week. So you're welcome. Number 5, keeping them in the same spot as last week. Number 5, Alopecia Assassins. I thought about moving you up, but I didn't really feel like this week, based upon what you have going on, I didn't think it was going to be, I didn't want to bring you all the way up, but I'll tell you what, you win this week, I'll bring you up. I'll bring in the top three. Number four, down one spot, Pangwangle. I had so many things I should have done differently this week, but put lost by 0.3, so I'd drop myself one spot. Team Jake Fitzy could be eliminated, very well could be eliminated from the playoffs, but we'll see what happens. The him versus Chase in the case, number eight versus the number three of my power rankings. Team Jake Fitzy is up three spots this week. I think he had a handle, won a game very handily. And yeah, I think he deserves the recognition in the top three this week. Number two, up two spots, Big Booty Jody. If you can't tell, pretty much everybody who had a good week got a slight bump this week, you know, kind of a thing. All us 140s. We call them ourselves the 140 Club. Congratulations, Big Booty Judy. You're up number two. I still think you and Swifties are the top two. So that leaves Swifties at number one. Congratulations. Swifties been number one for 2 weeks in a row. Been jumping around between Big Booty Judy, Kirk, and Swifties. I think since I've been doing the power rankings, Doug has been the number one, 1, 2, 3 times. Swifties has been number one, 1, 2, and 3. So you have both been number one 3 times. Big Booty Judy has only been number one once. So we'll see. We'll see how it eventually pans out. I hope you all have a fantastic rest of the week. I know I'm going to be watching these games and studying and probably overthinking every single matchup this week. And I hope you do too as well. See ya!